The Accra Metropolitan Assembly has accused the media of emboldening street hawkers to continue plying their trade. The acting head of public relations of the assembly, Numo Blafo, speaking on Behind the News, said the media are to blame because they support the hawkers instead of the assembly. This, he said, has contributed to the failure of efforts to rid the streets of hawkers. Numo Blafo spoke to Kingsley Obinchere.
Why would I blame the media? Is that when there is something happened between maybe a personnel of the AMA and a hawker, the moment you see it's on front page and it's given so much prominence and people tend to, you know, the callers will be calling and insulting the AMA and all that. You see, and this gives them the encouragement that yes, they have people to talk for them, so they get bold and then they come on the street. But if something happens and maybe they go to the media to report, if I have a case with you, I don't think it's the media will be able to solve the issue. I can go to the police, I can go to anywhere, but then they will take this case to the media, and then before you see, it's published. Sometimes it's even published before our attention is drawn to it. So these things embolden them and they ignore all the warnings that we give them.
In this case, will you say that the hawkers appreciated the education and awareness creation you started with, even as you try to push it onto the media?
I tell you, in the beginning, on the 1st of April when we went out on the streets, there was no hawker on the street. Somebody from your media outfit was there. All of them had gone away. Even those who saw us with the media, they also started running away, leaving the streets, you see. Because some of them were so recalcitrant, they were like, they tried our pulse and some things happened. And when those things happened and then it was hyped in the media so much and the AMA was put in the negative light, they became bold. And now there are some places when you go, before they weren't there, but now they are back.
Acting PRO of AMA, Numo Blafo, accusing the media of encouraging street hawking. Meanwhile, an environmental journalist, Amapuda Majiman, said the media cannot be blamed for the inefficiency of the AMA because it is the responsibility of AMA to adopt better strategies to implement its policies.
Our media reportage in Ghana is mostly event driven. Something happens and we cover. That's it. So we are only reporting what is happening. And if you are, the media is reporting what is happening, how do you say that it is the media that is hiking things up? Now you asked that last question that you posed to our friend. We were talking about how proactive have they been. He expects the media to talk about the laws and to talk about whatever is in place. Has AMA made any effort to deliberately and consciously educate the media on whatever laws it is that they are operating with? Now, you don't just expect the media, because the media is doing so many things, covering all kinds of issues at the same time.
How do you think the media can also go in now? Because in the long run, is everybody going to benefit, even the hawkers being driven off the streets?
Most media houses do not even have a policy for reporting. And that is why our reportage is mostly event-driven. How many media houses have actually encouraged, motivated, inspired, and actually supported media persons, individuals, to go out and investigate issues? How many people? Let's look around at those people, those media people who have actually stuck out their neck to do investigations. Is it their media houses that is encouraging them?
An environmental journalist, Amakudo Majiman, talking to Kingsley Obinchere.